It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. Bernard says the sun is coming out. Maybe your chair on a sunny or a futurely sunny back porch is beckoning. Maybe you need a good book to take you to a faraway place.
Some people are lucky enough to be traveling this summer, and some of us are not. Some of us are having a staycation. Some of us are not. But even if we're working, it means we can still read a book and send our imaginations on great journeys, and that's the wonder of literature. And librarian Nancy Pearl is here once again, this time on the subject of armchair travel. And Nancy, you've written many of in your series of Book Lust, but Book Lust to Go is specifically
right.
about armchair travel. I think over the years that I've known you, this particular subject is very dear to your heart.
It is, and I actually love the subtitle of this, which is Recommended Reading for Travelers, Vagabonds, and Dreamers. And
I think I'm in the dreamer
category. And I'm in the dreamer category, but I would love to be either in the vagabond or the traveler category.
I'm going to have to dream for a little while more. I think a place that I'm not likely to end up unless something in my life changes is Africa. I have had this dream of going to the French part of Africa and, you know, sort of, and now they're, it just seems like it's a little more difficult maybe than.
Yeah. And actually there's a wonderful armchair travel book about traveling in North Africa.
Really?
Yes. And it's by Michael Mushaw, and it has the best title ever, which is called, it's called Between Terror and Tourism.
Yeah, I think I'd have the terror part of
yes.
it.
Yes. And this is a book that's so readable and so, it was written a few years ago, but it's so still so current because of everything that's happening in North Africa. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he talks about going across borders, and he has a great line. And he talks about arriving in a totally inhospitable desert locale. The pleasure of being where I had never been before, doing what I had never done, bound for who knew what. I found it all thrilling. And I find it all terrifying.
Me too. So that's why I think, you know, I'm more likely to go someplace tame that isn't about desert. I was watching a television show on PBS recently where a guy took a boat for 3 days to go to Pitcairn Island where... And I thought, well, wow, we can watch it now via technology. But I think there's something about a really good travel, either fiction or nonfiction, that takes you there in a way that even the visual imagery that somebody else shows you doesn't.
Sometimes I think that the visual parts take away from your experience of it, because it's in some ways you're being force-fed those particular
right.
views. And so that brings up the whole like war photographers, mm-hmm. you know, and how that all plays in. But I think the best armchair travel books are the ones that talk about you as who you are in relation to where you are.
So who you are, meaning who the writer is?
Who the writer is,
okay.
I think.
And are these always books where you're on the move, or can they just be set in a different place?
I think they can just be set in a different place.
So my nomination for one that was so vivid is Let's Not Go to the Dogs
yes,
Tonight.
Right. Alexandra Fuller.
And the reason that this, and it's Africa, she grew up in Africa, and I believe she wrote this not in Africa, but the thing that was very evocative. She writes about the smell of the place where she lived, and that's still, I read this book at least a decade ago, and that's, it was so vivid. She conjured the place, the colors, the sounds, and the smell of that place where she lived.
Yeah, I think that was her best, memoir in my mind, and the other ones kind of followed on that and had some, you know, really interesting parts. But that, I think, captured, plus it has a great title, Let's Not Go to the Dogs Tonight. There's a really wonderful mystery that's set in Tibet.
And really?
In a prison of Tibetan monks. The Tibetan monks are all imprisoned by their Chinese, and there's a murder there. And it's just, and the murder, and the person who's killed is an American. And that's really good, too.
Now, there is another mystery series that's set in Bangkok.
Oh, yes.
I can't remember the author, but you know who I'm talking about. Bangkok 8 was
yes,
the first.
Yes, John Burdett.
Yep. Now, as you can see, this is what I read, mysteries. But now that's about as much traveling as I do, is I'll find the mystery that's set.
Right, and that's a great way of doing that. I'm, you know, John Burdett, you have to have a really strong stomach for the John Burdett books.
Yeah, they're gory and violent.
They're gory and totally, totally gory and totally violent.
But interesting descriptions of Bangkok.
Oh, yeah, you feel like you know it. And there's another series set in Bangkok, too. Oh, gosh. he has a couple of series.
We're talking about armchair travel. And is one of the earlier armchair travel books Mark Twain?
Yes, I would say so. But there's a great book about Ibn Battuta, the great traveler, called Travels with a Tangerine.
Yes, I have heard of that one.
Which is great fun. And speaking of that, there's a book by Scott Anderson called Lawrence in Arabia, which is a new biography, not only of T.E. Lawrence, but of the people who were around the young men of his age group who were there from England and Germany. Yeah, I mean, two of the books that I found that I just have loved over the last couple of years are, interestingly, both set in South America. And at this point, I don't think I'll ever get to South America. I don't know why, but I just sort of feel like I won't. But one of them is Sarah Wheeler's Travels in a Thin Country, and it's her travels in Chile. And she is just this intrepid traveler. And she'll meet somebody at a bar, and then they'll go off for 3 days in the desert. And but reading her books, both the one about the South Pole and this one, Travels in a Thin Country, you really get to know her as a person. But I felt like when I have a daughter who's a bit too adventurous for my taste. When I was reading Sarah Wheeler's book about her travels in Chile, I kept thinking, oh, her poor mother, you know, to get these things. So that's a wonderful armchair travel book. And the second one has a Seattle connection. And unfortunately, his other books, it's by a man named Moritz Thompson. His father, at the turn of the 20th century, began Krusty's, that baking
thing. Yes,
so
yes.
Fabulously wealthy. But Moritz Thompson joined the Peace Corps, the first group of Peace Corps volunteers, in his 40s, and was sent to Ecuador and stayed, you know, was there for 4 years and then bought a farm and lived in Ecuador. And one of his books is called The Saddest Pleasure, A Journey of Two Rivers, which in his late 50s, and he was not a well man at that time, he traveled around South America. And this is just so absolutely beautifully written. And it's one of those books that when I was doing all the research for Book Plus to Go, you know, I would get books from the library and I would read them and all that. But some of them I just had to own. And The Saddest Pleasure is one of those books. And he also wrote a book called Living Poor, which is just so interesting about the Peace Corps, being in the Peace Corps. And it's one of the best Peace Corps memoirs. I mean, I think.
So it's Moritz?
Moritz, M-O-R-I-T-Z, Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-E-N. And you can usually find The Saddest Pleasure, which is out of print. You can usually find it. I mean, I found it several times at local used bookstores.
Librarian of the Air, Nancy Pearl. A longer version of this interview was first broadcast August 5th of last year. You can find the list of titles from the original broadcast at our website. That's KUOW.org. It's The Record.